Whenever I want a great escape, I head to the movies. There, where it's dark and cool, you can kick back and have 2 hours in a place where happy endings tend to prevail. I've come to the Tampa Theater for the $5 tour.
Please, just in case they didn't get torn. Just so our auditors don't have a heart attack. There you go. Get out of the heat and go right on in.
Dozens of people encircle the lobby to dig into the history of this place.
Paramount Studio money built the Tampa Theater, but the Mosh Brothers also invested in the construction to incentivize the Tampa Theater to be built right here because their department store was right there, right? So it's the same reason that malls like to have multiplexes, because they're people magnets.
That's John Bell, CEO of the Tampa Theater and our tour guide, giving us a glimpse into what it was like before the movies had such fierce competition for people's eyeballs. The Tampa Theater went up in 1926. It was one of the first buildings in Tampa to have air conditioning. Crowds would plunk down 10 cents at the box office and then get into another line to wait.
So you got in the line and you got in a queue and you waited for someone to leave. People would sort of come in the middle of the movie and they would watch the movie through the end and then they would stay and the show would start again. They'd watch the pre-show and then they would stay until the point where they came in and then they would leave.
The Tampa Theater is an old-time movie palace with a strong pedigree. Its architect, John Eberson, was born in the Austro-Hungarian Empire and attended high school in Dresden, where there was no shortage of glorious buildings before it was leveled in the Second World War. Eberson put his name on many distinctive buildings all over the world. Again, John Bell.
The only other theater he designed in Florida is what is now called the Gusman in Miami. It was formerly known as the Olympia Theater. He designed probably in the movie palace era about 60 theaters in the span of about 12 to 13 years.
You can travel south to Miami to see the Gusman, but according to Bell and the history books, the Tampa Theater was Eberson's personal favorite. This downtown Tampa jewel might have fallen to the wrecking ball in the 70s because of dwindling audiences and the flight to the suburbs, plus astronomical overhead, but ultimately, city leaders decided to save it. Details are important when it comes to the ongoing restoration of the old movie palace. Bell says they're sticking to Eberson's vision of ornamentation at the Tampa Theater, right down to the stuffed macaws they replaced a few years ago.
We knew we were going to have to replace them, so 6 or 7 years ago, we started this quest to figure out how we're going to get new stuffed macaws. And we learned so much. We learned there's a law that says you can't kill a macaw just to stuff it. not that we would have, but we found that interesting. And the other issue is that macaws live a really long time. They live like 75 or 80 years. So we got on all these morbid waiting lists, right? And finally we got a call from this dealer in New York who said, I got a couple of macaws for you. And we said, okay. We didn't ask any questions. And so he shipped us the macaws. They were $1,200 a piece.
The tour takes you through the lobby, up to the balcony, and over to the mezzanine, then down to the bowels of the building where the blower lives. That's what powers the mighty Wurlitzer organ. Volunteers play a major role in keeping the Tampa Theater alive. And perhaps the most visible of volunteers can be seen rising out of the stage, riding the bench of that mighty Wurlitzer organ.
It's a little disconcerting at first when you do it to continue playing because it does move. You know, when the thing rises as it's coming up, you get a bit of this. So, and you have to learn how to do that.
So how long did it take for you to get your sea legs?
Just a couple times.
Jerry Childress tells me he's 72, but you wouldn't know it looking at him, dressed in his black musical cowboy shirt with a loud piano tie. He started volunteering as an organist with the Tampa Theater back in November. that Wurlitzer comes equipped with all the sounds needed to accompany a silent film. Like one with Harold Lloyd or Buster Keaton. And playing it may pipe people into a sort of fountain of youth. The great Rosa Rio played it until she was 105. For Florida Matters, I'm Susan Giles-Wentuck at the Tampa Theater.